Stephen Potter joins us now from Milwaukee. What provisions are being made for protests there?
There are two protest areas, one on the north and one on the south side of the larger security perimeter. Both of these areas are about a block from the tighter inner security zone. And there is one group known as the Coalition to March on the RNC, and they are expecting thousands of people for a rally on Monday, perhaps 5,000 people, they say. This is the same group that unsuccessfully sued the city of Milwaukee earlier this week, saying that the protest areas weren't close enough to the Fiserv Forum. We'll see what this group does if they do protest outside of the restricted areas and what consequences they may face for doing so.
5,000 protesters is a lot of protesters, but I suppose that could be expected. Have there been any threats even ahead of the convention?
There was a threat memo released by federal and local law enforcement authorities, and they noted that the Republican National Convention is an attractive target, they said. Some of the things that they're looking for are swatting hoaxes, property damage, arson, delivery of suspicious packages. Aside from that, the local law enforcement authorities are expecting regular crime, as you would expect for some of the crowds of this size, which would be theft and robberies.
Mm-hmm. I do know also that the Milwaukee police were warning people about the crime of carjacking, which is a perennial issue, of course. But is the city battened down tight, or are people able to move about? I mean, and I guess I ask that for when the convention is in effect proper.
The city in the downtown area is tightening as we speak, and they will be fully locked down probably by Sunday night. Beyond that, you know, local residents are telling me that they can still move freely in the downtown area, and residents can move as they wish right now. But many of the folks who do work in the downtown area are telling me that if they can work remotely next week, they will, just to avoid the hassle.
Good choice. All right, Stephen Potter, thanks very much. We look forward to your reporting next week.
Thank you.